We're exploring today this gratitude mandala, and we'll start with a reflection, and we'll do, it's not exactly a metta bhavana. So when I was arranging this session, I was thinking that we'd do like a gratitude bhavana, which maybe some of you have done before. But what we're doing is something slightly different because it's not quite as focused. So we were talking about the metta bhavana in our group today. And often in the metta bhavana, in the first four stages, we are choosing one person, ourselves, and then these individual people that we bring to mind. But in this reflection, we're going to go through those six directions that Moksha Tara brought in her talk today, and we'll have an opportunity a little bit to do what she was suggesting in terms of allowing them to come up. When I was doing this practice over the last few weeks to sort of just see what happened, I experienced things sort of floating up in my mind and then settling back down. So we won't have very long, only about half an hour, and I'll lead you through it, remind you of each of these six stages, these six directions. And it's more of a noticing practice. It's like an exploration. When we bring up these categories, what arises for us? You know, and it might be that there is one person that comes into our mind that we can focus on and notice. Well, how do we respond to this person in relation to the idea of gratitude? Or it might also be an opportunity to let, particularly in that stage where we're looking at the service industry or the infrastructure, the healthcare professionals, that stage where we might not actually know these people personally. It might just feel like a flow of people, a flow of ideas, these people who support our lives, the food that we eat, the internet that we rely on. We're talking in our group how actually all of those people who upload things to the internet, who create this infrastructure of information so that whenever we need something, we can just click and it's there. So that stage particularly might feel like it's this flow of people, flow of ideas. And it might also be an opportunity to notice what comes up in terms of ourselves and our own response to this idea of gratitude in relation to these directions. So as I said, in a circle, we don't leave anything out. There might be those feelings, as Moksha Tara mentioned, of, well, maybe this isn't quite gratitude, or there's irritation or sadness, or there's something else that happens when you bring this person to mind in relation to gratitude. And it's not like, oh, that's not gratitude, it doesn't belong here. It's more like, okay, so that's what happens when I reflect on gratitude in relation to this person or in relation to this category of people. Okay. And can we be with that? Can we allow that to come into our experience? Hold that with a sense of metta, quality of kindness. And then we can also allow that to pass away, something else to come up. So we're not pushing anything out, not pulling anything in. We're allowing whatever is there to be there.